This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about a Virginia church that violated the state's orders not to hold church services of more than 10 people. Because of that, police have served a summons to the church's pastor. Find out what's happening after this break.
Passover isn't just an ancient biblical tradition. It is a time for every believer to connect to their spiritual inheritance and experience released revelation and blessings. Unlock the inheritance and freedom of Jesus' blood, as well as the significant symbolism of Passover like never before. The return of the King is near. Walk in the fullness of your salvation during these last days. Download Kurt Landry Ministries' free ebook, The Ultimate Guide to Passover, how understanding this biblical feast unlocks blessings and releases revelation for every believer. Go to clmmin.com, that's clmmin.com/Passover Guide to claim your free ebook today.
Police served a summons to a church in Virginia for violating state orders not to hold services with more than 10 people. 16 people were attending the Sunday service for Lighthouse Fellowship when a local police officer entered and announced they couldn't have more than 10 people 6 feet apart. Liberty Council is representing the church's pastor, Kevin Wilson. Liberty says that after the service was over, two police officers entered the church in full mask and gloves and asked to speak with Wilson. They issued him a summons and informed him that if he had a service on Easter, everyone who attended would get the same summons. The penalty for violating Governor Ralph Northam's COVID-19 order is up to a year in jail and/or a $2,500 fine. According to Liberty Council, Lighthouse Fellowship helps people stay free of drug addiction, brokenness, mental illness, poverty, and even prostitution. Many of the members don't have driver's licenses and are dependent on the church family for rides to get food and supplies, and to even go to their medical appointments and personal care services like haircuts. Liberty Council founder Matt Staver said this, "Lighthouse Fellowship Church protected the health and safety of the 16 people by requiring them to be spread far apart in the 293-seat sanctuary. These people do not have internet or cars, and they depend on the ministry of the church for their physical and spiritual needs. But because the church had 6 more people than the 10 allowed by Governor Ralph Northam, the pastor is being criminally charged." End quote. Read the full story at charismanews.com and share your thoughts on how churches should respond in the comments section below the article. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.